So, Brian, how were you able to come back in 3 weeks?
It's actually two, John.
Two?
Yes.
So, Brian, how are you able to come back in 2 weeks?
I don't know. Just a lot of hard work, and, you know, I just didn't want to believe it'd be 4 to 6. I'm not saying I'm all the way back yet. I'm not saying for sure what I'm doing, but I know I practiced today. I know I felt good, and I'm happy about the progress. That's for sure. You know, I've been hurt too much in my career, in my opinion, and it's something I don't want to do anymore or want to be. So, you know, anything I do to get back and get out there as soon as I possibly can and be healthy and be effective, you know, I'll do. And just excited to be back out there with the guys.
Brian, is there a possibility you can play this week?
Yeah, there's a possibility. There's a possibility, but, you know, we're just taking it day by day. I mean, it's the first day, and, you know, obviously we all know there's a big difference between practice and a full game, and, you know, see where we get. Obviously, at the same time, that's the goal, and that's the end goal, and that's something that I would really enjoy and want to do. But there's some more work to do that.
When you heard the news on JJ, what did you think?
Just try to support him as much as I can. Just someone that's, you know, been on IR twice and been through it. And knowing how much the game means to him, trying to give all the support I can to him. You know, obviously, I'm upset for him. I know how frustrated he is. But I know he'll be back. I know he'll be back, and I know he'll be back as good as he was before. I think we all know the determination and work ethic he has, and, you know, I think we all believe in him.
Chris, I mean, you know your body better than anybody. I mean, but it is a bit of a coincidence it happened to be that you're back early today. It has nothing to do with the fact that JJ got hurt. You wouldn't be here if you didn't think you were ready to be here.
Right. Yeah. This has nothing to do with him. This was pretty well determined. I had a pretty set date in my mind from really when I was sitting on the table and right after the Chicago game. You know, I was told an estimation about how long it would take, and I kind of targeted a certain game and a certain time when I thought that I could do it. And we're right on target, so I mean we're moving in the right direction.
Officially, that day they told us 4 to 6 weeks was it, but you know, which means to say you cut your time in half. Is it because it wasn't as bad, perhaps, as it looked that day, or is it?
It could have been, you know, it could have been. I mean, there's obviously difference of opinions and reading an MRI and estimated time out and all that. You know, certain guys can tolerate a lot more than others.
Unfortunately, you know way too much about this. In fact, you had told us maybe 2 weeks earlier how great it was to finally just be. Can you talk us through your mindset as you're sitting on the table and they're having the Chicago game?
Yeah, sure. I was frustrated, but I knew it wasn't nearly as bad as I first thought, and it wasn't anything compared to the previous two knee injuries. So, in a way, I felt fortunate. And knew I'd be back eventually. Not exactly when, but I knew it wasn't a season-ending kind of deal.
Because you said some guys can – oh, I'm sorry.
Brian, how did it feel out there today? What did you feel like in terms of capabilities?
It felt good. It felt good. And the more I practiced, the better I felt. And I practiced more than I thought. I felt really good. You know, I was a little tentative at first. You think about it, and obviously first time being out, and we had pads on, so there was some contact stuff. But as practice went on, it wasn't even thought about. You know, it was just one of those things where I was getting back into the groove, making the plays, making the calls, and felt good.
Because you said some guys can tolerate more than others. Is this more of a pain thing than anything structural that you're having to contend with?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sprain. You know, it's a sprain. So as far as, you know, structurally, everything's good. Structurally, everything's great, actually. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where obviously you want to get it as solid as you possibly can. And the last little bit is just getting over that pain. So, you know, it's something I can deal with. It's something I obviously feel like I can do. But like I said, we're still just taking it day by day.
Brian, just a downtime right now for the team coming off a tough loss. JJ's out, but the prospects for the rest of the season, you've got a lot of season left here. Kind of what's the attitude you have to take into this?
Very upbeat. Very upbeat. I mean, this is National Football League. You got to get over stuff quick. With this team has a ton of talent. And, you know, we prepared really the whole preseason without JJ. We know what it's like. So, I mean, obviously we're losing a key player, but other guys have to step up. It's not going to be one guy. It's collectively going to be a group effort. Everyone's got to pick their game up a little bit. You know, we feel we have a very good defense, and we'll continue to go forward with that. As far as last week, we're over that already. We were over that Friday morning. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. You got to turn the page. That's the beauty of it. You know, you play a game next week, and you can get the taste out of your mouth and, you know, go get a win.
Mariota had a tough week, obviously, last week, but you know what kind of talent he has. Can you talk about what he brings to the game, both running and...
Right, yeah, obviously a dual threat, someone that you have to be very aware of at all times as you know, you're playing the pass, and he can take off at any given time, too. So just another it's another guy we have to account for in that offense, and this will also be the first time playing him so as the Texans. So the first time seeing him. Very explosive. He's got a lot of weapons around him, too, and he can make a lot of plays.
What was your reaction to seeing seeing Antonio back in the locker room?
I'm sorry?
Your reaction to seeing Antonio Smith back in the locker room today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Excited, happy. You know, it's always cool to see a familiar face and a guy you played with before, and especially when he's back on the team. So, I mean, just to see him coming in here kind of, you know, brought everyone's spirits up. You know, he's just one of those guys that, you know, just makes everyone happy around him and obviously can still play.
Hey, Brian, what did you see from Bernard McKinney while you were at it, in particular the New England game?
Yeah, stepped up big time. You know, stepped up big time, made a lot of plays, a lot of tackles, and overall just played two very good games in Kansas City and New England back-to-back. So a lot of growth and development in Bernardrick, and, you know, I think just continue to get better.